WP and 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, this is Hayden, KQ4GWP. All right, I can reach you now.
There, I can get you on the input on this frequency, but I couldn't pick you up on Simplex for some reason. But anyway, sounds good. Sounds like you got a good install. It looked good on the picture.
I did that on purpose. I took the picture from pretty far away, so you couldn't see all the details. But we got it all put together. It was nice and hot, and it's all up. Yeah, I just need to throw a copper rod in there or something so that in case of lightning. But I don't know. What do you recommend?
Well, you'll need to unplug when storms come through. I have a ground rod, but I also have a box outside with a lightning arrestor on a copper plate, and my coax from the antenna goes to that, and then I run a coax from that, the other side of the lightning arrestor, into the house. But until you do, or if you don't want to leave your radio plugged in, if you're not going to be around it, the coax, when you get a copper or an antenna up on top of your roof, you know, it becomes a lightning rod a lot easier. I think you have some tall trees around you, but I wouldn't chance it. You could damage your radio and, you know, pretty much destroy it with one strike of lightning.
Crazy. Well, thanks for the heads up. Yeah, we've got some trees that are twice the size of the house, and then we've got those power lines that are on the north and south side of the property. So, but at least we're getting signal out, and I plugged you into my map here. It looks like you're only 14 miles away from me. So it's weird. Are you in a valley, or do you have mountains on your south side?
I do. I'm open towards the north and the northeast. In fact, I can see the repeater site from my house. I can see the lights flashing on the tower. I'm just 5 miles from the repeater. But yeah, I've got hills all around me. I just flipped over to reverse again, and I can make you out in the noise. I can hear you talking, but I couldn't hear anything on the simplex frequency.
Gotcha. Well, that explains it. You are pretty close to the repeater. I'm probably 17 or 18 miles south of the repeater, so that'll explain it. And I think there might be a mountain in between. I don't know the area too well yet, but yeah, all right. We'll look into getting some copper. I'll definitely unplug tonight since we've got some storms around. But yeah, thanks again for the heads up.
It never hurts to have a ground rod outside of your radio room or wherever you have it. If it's close to your house ground rod and you're running power off of the house, you can tie into that, or tie an extra ground rod into it. I have mine separated, and I do not have any issues. Some people say you will. There, for every person that talks about grounding, there's probably two theories per person on exactly what the right way to ground is. But I've got the lightning rod. I mean the ground rod outside of my room here. And on the outside wall, I've got a box with a grounding plate. So there's a wire that runs from a copper plate to that ground rod, and then there's a lightning arresters that go in between the coax, between the antenna and what comes into the house.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, that definitely makes sense. That's funny you mentioned about all the differing opinions. Yep, there's definitely everybody's opinion out there. I can watch one video and someone will swear by something and watch another video and they'll swear against that guy. So, yeah, it's just a trial and error, I guess. But awesome. Well, thanks. Thanks for all the advice. We're going to go ahead and shut down the house, and we will chat with you again soon. 7-3 Shane, this is KQ4GWP. I'll be clear on your final.
Nice to hear you. Glad you're getting on the radio here. Say hello to Graceland and the kids. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, 7-3.